Completion Run,
Fighting Maroots,
Isaw,
Sunken Garden,
Lantern Parade,
Uta,
Puso,
UP.
Pasok ka rito.
Tara sa Kwentuhang May Uta,
Kwentuhang May Puso,
UP atin to.
Pasok na pasok ka rito sa Kwentuhang May Utak, Kwentuhang May Puso. UP, atin to. Magandang araw mga kasali. Ako po si Ryan Malandog.
At ako naman po si JJ Malate. Kami po ang inyong kakwentuhan tuwing alas 10 ng umaga sa UP atin to. Tuwing Lunes hanggang Biyernes, syempre yan. Mapapakinggan ang ating programa sa DZUP.org at mapapanood tayo live na live sa facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. Ang DZUP po ay miyembro ng Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas o KBP. Maligayang araw ng Pebrero sa iyo, Ryan.
Ayan, isang mapagpalayang araw, JJ. At very excited tayo sa ating episode ngayong araw. At sa ating mga kasali, maraming salamat sa patuloy na pagsali sa ating kwentuhang may utak at puso. Tuloy-tuloy lang ang inyong pagsali sa pamamagitan ng pagkomento ng inyong katanungan, opinion at suwestyon sa comment section ng episode na ito. At ready ka na ba, JJ, sa ating episode ngayon?
Oo naman, I am very excited dahil parang ano to, parang welcome home itong episode na ito dahil ang makakasama natin ay isang taga-UP community din.
Yes, at oo nga, no? At tagumpay si Naiya sa katatapos lang nakauna-unahang drag den with Manila, Luzon. Atin ang tagumpay sa drag scene. Ngunit sa kabila ng pagkapanalo ay mga sakripisyo at puso at determinasyon na ibandera ang galing sa larangan ng pagdadrag. Si Brian Black, o mas kilala, ngayon bilang Naiya ay broadcast communication graduate. At ngayon nga ay makakasama natin siya, JJ, no?
Huwag na nating patagalin, huwag na tayong magpatumpik-tumpik pa, Ryan. Sa ating mga kasali, sa mga nakikinig at nakasubaybay sa atin ngayon sa episode na ito, makakasama po natin sa ating programa ang first ever Pinoy Drag Supreme, si Naiya. Welcome home, Naiya, and we're very happy dahil pinaunlakan mo kami sa interview na ito. Magandang araw sa iyo.
Hello, good afternoon. I mean, good morning pala. Hello, JJ, Ryan, and the DZUP team. Bumalik na ako. Well, nag-internship ako dyan. Required naman kami ang lahat ng program. So, it's funny to be back as like a winner, char.
Yes, welcome home at congratulations sa iyong pagkapanalo bilang kauna-unahang Pinoy Drag Supreme, yeah, ng Drag Den Philippines. Siguro simulan natin, Naiya, no, bilang nakakwento mo na na naging ano ka rin dito, naging OJT or intern sa DZUP.
Yes. Oo. That was quite some time ago. Actually, hindi pa ako gumagraduate noong 2019. Oo, tas thesis na lang kulang ko, tas nag-pandemic, so nag-online thesis na lang ako. Nakakaloka yun. But yes, it reminds me of being back on campus pre-pandemic. Oh my gosh. The memories lang. Wala lang.
Ayan, mukhang nawala.
Nag-freeze pala si ano.
Nag-freeze si Ryan. Medyo na-excited ata yung internet.
Oo.
Sige, simula natin ang kwentuhan sa pag-drawback ng iyong scholar ng Bayan Days. Nung nandito ka pa sa ating ano, sa UP Diliman, Naiya, ano-ano ang mga di mo makakalimutan? Wow, may pag-anon tayo, no? Sa iyong university life, hindi mo yan kinaya.
Di ko makakalimutan sa university life as a UP student. I think I was taking on so many responsibilities at the time kasi nag-USC counselor din ako. So, peep strug ahead ako nun. Tapos, before that, I was also the president of UP Children's Rights Advocates League or UP Cradle. So, I was very, very, very active sa org scene, and aside from doing broadcast communication stuff, like all of my majors and my thesis na ayaw matapos-tapos, my gosh, natapos ko rin at naitawid yon. Yun talaga yung unforgettable memories ko sa UP, ha, yung pinahirapan ako. Char, ako naman yung may kasalanan. Ba't natanggalan yung thesis ko? Kasi at the time, I was also learning how to do drag and nagba-backup pa lang ako noon actually. Backup pa lang ako sa Nectar Nightclub, mga ganong ganap, racket-racket ng makeup and stuff. So, I was doing a lot of things in UP. Specifically in 2019, I was juggling a lot. But you guys made me look back and naalala ko lang yung mga masasamang memories. Kaya ayoko nang pag-usapan.
Nako, nag-major throwback pala tayo ngayon, no? At nakakatuwa na pakinggan yung kwento mo na sa iyong experience bilang scholar ng bayan. Siguro, gusto rin namin tanungin, no? Bakit broadcast communication yung kinuha mong program sa UP Diliman? Ano ba yung industry o career na gusto mong tahakin dapat?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Kasi I entered UP as a biology major. That was in 2013. And then I did a lot. I initially was in UP. I was already doing a lot of org work. And I wasn't quite enjoying my time in the College of Science. I'm just being real. And I realized my skills weren't being put to good use. Kaya lumipat din ako ng MassCom eventually. Thankfully, natanggap ako sa Broadcom. And at the time, nirarank pa kami ha. Nirarango pa kami. And 20 lang yung tinanggap na shifty sa Broadcom. And rank ko na ako doon. Oh, that was one of my biggest victories. Oh. And then they stopped ranking people after that. Hindi ko lang kung ba't nila nirank yung batch namin ng shifties and transferees. But search nyo pa. May pub pa yung, ano, yung MassCom nun. But I'm so happy to have shifted to Broadcom. Kasi until now, ginagamit ko pa rin yung mga natututunan ko sa Broadcom, I think in different ways though, because you know, there's no university for doing drag. There's no course for doing drag. So it was mostly a self-taught thing, but a lot of the qualities of being that are needed as a broadcasting major or in this industry, diba? Nagagamit ko sa pagdadraga. And I'm happy that MassCom also gave us a lot of creative freedom with our electives and such. So I was able to take some theater electives, movement classes, and stuff like that. Actually, nakaka-miss talaga yun sa UP. Yung mga electives and GEs na outside of your major din, ang dami mong, may holistic experience ka, holistic learning, kumbaga. And that's also a great mindset to have in the drag world because in drag, you're doing so much. You're doing makeup, you're doing styling, you know, you also have your performances. So, ang dami mo nang iniisip, may pag-build pa ng persona. So, ayun. Ang galing. Nagagamit ko lang. At nanalo ako dahil sa bibig ko. Char. Sa Q&A kasi. Sa Q&A ng finale, nagamit ko. Thank you, MassCom. Thank you, media training. Ganun.
Ayan, napaka-holistic talaga, Ryan, ng yung ibinahagi ano sa atin na iya na marami yung naituro, di ba, sa kanya ng mass communication, especially ng Broadcom. And we're very happy dahil isa kang produkto ng kolehiyong ito. And you're very successful right now. We're very, very glad dahil naabot mo ang mga pangarap mong ito. Siguro, susunod kami sa katanungan na paano na-introduce or na-expose ka sa drag scene?
Actually, my first exposure was sa Drag Race kasi yun yung pinapalabas sa Netflix at the time. And then for one of my papers, I wanted to talk about the drag scene. So pumunta talaga, first time kong pumunta sa Malate. And that's when I got to see like, that, kasi OG drag scene yun eh. Doon talaga umusbong yung drag scene sa Pilipinas. Matagal nang may mga bar sa Malate na nag-house ng drag queens. So, I went there to Chalu Bar, wrote about it for one of my classes under Ma'am Jane. And then, doon na nag-start. Honestly, tuloy-tuloy na yun eh. Kasi nakita ko na yung backstage. First time ko backstage sa isang drag show. Ah, ayun pala. Nakita ko na yung mga behind the scenes, like the whole padding, the whole wearing of the wig cap, wearing of the wigs, transforming the makeup. Oh, I was so interested. Prior to that, I was really interested in makeup because I have a younger sister who was very interested in makeup. That was ninanakaw ko lang talaga yung makeup niya. Even as a kid. So, I think it was only in college na na-practice ko na siya. And when I saw those drag queens perform in Malate for my class, I was like, okay, parang bet ko din to. And then I met a bunch of other drag queens who are now famous. Like, si Brigading was the first person. Ayun, introduce sa akin yung sa kong drag queen friend. Parang, ah, okay, na-meet ko siya sa Nectar. And wala, tuloy-tuloy na yun eh. Once you start meeting these people and you have that incepted in your brain to do drag, I just went with it. Habang nagtithesis ako, may makeup din ako, nagtitry ako every day, especially during the pandemic actually. Kasi I only debuted in 2019. So, ang dami kong na-learn sa sarili noon. And, well, I had a blast figuring myself out at the time. It's kind of like being a student ulit, teaching yourself how to do drag. Kasi there's no professor for that, only YouTube, I suppose, for the makeup. But iba talaga yung first time mong makita yung mga drag queens and going to a drag show for the first time as well. It's really magical.
Ayan. I actually watched your interview sa CNN Philippines, Naiya, and then you shared there ano kung paano ka na-expose sa drag scene, and then how you stole makeups ng iyong kapatid, and yep. Diba sinabi mo doon na even pag simpleng makeup, diba, na hindi ka naman nakasuot ng pambabae, pero pag lalabas ka, medyo mahirap na iyon, diba? Mm-hmm. to come out, but then you decided, diba, na i-pursue ang drag scene, and napakaganda ng resulta. Pinangarap mo ba talaga ito, Naiya, na maging isang drag queen nung ikaw ay na-expose sa ganitong bagat?
Parang hindi naman. Parang nangyari na lang. Honestly, I just saw them do it and I wanted to do it as well. That's the simple answer, I suppose. and tinay ko. Tapos parang, ay, okay, masaya pala siya. So tuloy-tuloy lang. Tapos, ayun na, ito na ako. I'm not sure if that's particularly inspiring, but I mean, it did take courage to start and focus and follow through also. So, happy naman ako sa narating ko right now. Although, I think there's still so much more that I can do. Though, I did already win. So, parang, oh, ang galing ko pala. Char. Ang yabang pala. But hindi ko to naisip na mangyayari sa akin. Sa totoo lang. I mean, I was still a student before the pandemic. I only graduated in 2020 because that's when I finished my thesis. So, ang dami kong iniisip noon. Mas ano pa talaga? Hindi ko nga alam ba't ako nag-broadcast ako. Gusto ko maging news reporter. Idol ko si Atom. I was like, oh, I want to be the Atom. I want to be like Atom. Oh, iba na ako. Wala. Atom wants to be like Naiya, I think. Char.
No, nakatuwa yun na. At siguro, Naiya, no? Kanina sinabi mo na 2019, nag-start ka at na-expose ka sa drag scene, no? Nag-debut ka din nung panahon na ito. Na tatandaan mo pa ba yung moment na unang performance nung nag-drag ka?
Yes, I remember my first drag performance, but it was a competition. I debuted in a competition. It was called Drag Cartel in Nectar Nightclub, December 2019. I made sure na naipasa ko na muna yung first draft ko ng thesis ko bago ako sumalang doon. Oh my gosh. Oh, di ba naalala ko pa? Oh, submit mo na yan. Tapos focus na ako doon. So yun, nag-focus ako doon. It was a competition. Random song ibibigay sa'yo. So out of a list of maybe 10 songs, they'll play one of them and ipa-perform mo alongside four other drag queens. Tas sapawan talaga. So it was a competition, a lip-sync competition. And it was my first time performing in drag in front of an audience. And ligwak ako sa first round. Oh, I loved it. It was such a nice experience. Kasi afterwards, lumabas na lang kami ng nightclub, nandun lang kami sa parking area with my friends who supported me. Ganun. Para, okay, ligwa ka, it's okay, better luck next time. Ganun. So I remember it very vividly, actually.
Nako, yung first, no, very memorable talaga siya, no. Pero siguro paano ka nag-start? Kasi alam naman natin, ang daming requirements na kailangan pagdating sa pagda-drag, makeup, costume, performance, yung music, paano ka nag-start? May mga tumulong ba sa'yo?
Yes. At the time, yung tumutulong lang sa akin is yung boyfriend ko, si Shin, who is from the College of Fine Arts sa UP. So, onting tumbling lang. At ganyan kami naglandian. Kasi taga-Mascom ko. Tumbling lang to FA. Tapos, actually, until now, tinutulungan niya ako. But at the time, he helped me with my outfit, with the conceptualization, and sa pag-ipon ng mga makeup, pag-shopping ng mga wigs and stuff. It's actually asikaso kasi, sa totoo lang, feeling ko hindi pa yun masyadong alam ng audience na asikaso yung drag kasi you're dealing with a lot of material items like the wig cap underneath the wig which is pinned by hairpins, and then you have kung ano-anong makeup, false lashes, and then you have your underwear, which is your corset, tucking panties, your padding, your foam, and then your tights. Ang dami. It's quite overwhelming. And at the time, estudyante ako, wala pa akong pera. So, nag-iipon lang ako ng allowance. Nakaka-miss, may allowance pa ako doon. So, may pera pa ako noon from allowance lang. Hindi ko lang ginagamit. I set it aside because parang with 500 pesos, ay, may mabibili na akong foundation dyan or eyeliner or a lot of things. Alam ko, dinala ko rin yun sa isang class ko kay Ma'am Dita. Nagdala ako ng eyeliner kasi I also talked about starting, like I wanted to start being a drag queen, ganun. Nakalimutan ko yung context ng pagdala ng item pala. Basta may parang sharing kami nun kay Ma'am Data, who eventually became my thesis advisor. But, ayun, I was being helped by my boyfriend and supported by my family and my other friends who were still in UP at the time. Ngayon graduate na rin. But yeah, it's great to have someone helping you start drag. Kaya nga, di ba, may mga drag families din. May drag mother and drag daughters. And at the time din, I was introduced into drag by a classmate of mine, si Mrs. Tan, who is a known drag queen here in the drag scene. And siya din nag-introduce sa akin sa Nectar, like, as a backup dancer, ako nag-start. Backup dancer ni Mrs. Tan. Ganun. Kasi magkaklase din naman kami sa movement class. Ganun mga.
Siguro we want to know, Naiya, if what's the difference between drag performances and other drag performances? Parang what's the difference between you performing as a drag queen and parang you performing in other, you know, stage na hindi for drag? What's in it that you really enjoy?
I think there's an element of not being recognized when you're in drag. Because right now, I'm doing the interview as Brian, technically, because I'm not in drag, I'm not wearing any makeup or wearing any fake hair. But when you're in drag, and I feel it once I put on my fake lashes and then put on the heels, my transformation, kasi my physical transformation na nafe-feel din, nagma-manifest lang siya outwardly eh. Pero the real transformation is on the inside. And I think mas nagiging okay, balahura ako in a way, in a pretty way. Ganun. yun lang naman yung masaya dun sa pagdadraga. So transformation and getting to feel like you're an elevated version of yourself, I think. And that's the difference between me performing as Brian sa mga theater prods ko before, nung freshy pa ako, may theater class din ako. And performing as Naiya, I think there's so much effort that goes into performing as Naiya. Say, preparation time, I need a lead time of 3 hours at least. Kung ayoko mangarag, I need 3 hours to transform into Naiya. And the payoff is absolutely worth it, I think. If you look at the performance videos and the photos, it's like, oh, okay, I don't recognize myself. I like not 100% recognizing myself when I look at the mirror and stuff like that. Kasi nakakaano siya. Parang may IG filter sa mukha mo. And that's how I explain it to people who haven't done drag for the first time. It's like, oh, pag binakeupan kita and you look at yourself, you won't recognize yourself. And you get to feel like you can get away with a lot of things. Parang ganun. May ganung power yung binibigay ng drag sa'yo. And that's why I stuck to it, I suppose. It's a different way to perform. And drag performance is quite, I wouldn't say enlightening, but ang dami mo rin marirealize tungkol sa sarili mo. Ganun. Oh, wow.
Ayan, ang bongga, Ryan, ng mga ibinahagi sa atin na iya, unang bahagi pa lang ng ating kwentuhan. Pero tuwang-tuwa kami sa iyong mga na-share, di ba? From you being a simple student to you being, you know, transitioning to be a drag queen. Ako, ano, hanganghanga din talaga ako sa mga drag queen performers. Kasi ibang level ang performance talaga nila, di ba? Pag nasa stage, parang iba. Hindi ko alam. Ako as a viewer lang. Ako as a viewer, iba yung energy na natatanggap ko din from them. Kasi parang ano, for me, parang all-rounder sila. Kasi, di ba, sila ang mag-iisip ng performances nila, kung what type, di ba, kung anong ipaperform, yung mga damit, and everything. Siguro I can call them as an all-rounder na Ryan, ang mga drag queens talaga.
At siguro, sa mga kasali natin, mag-fast break muna tayo. Mga kasali, sa ating pagbabalik, ipagpapatuloy natin ang ating kwentuhan kasama ang ating first ever Pinoy Drag Supreme na Iya.
Ayan, we have a lot of things na pag-uusapan kasama si Naiya. Kaya huwag nyo kaming iwan, mga kasali. Huwag po kayong bumitiw. Magbabalik po ang kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. UP atin to, dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Pasok ka rito!
Tara sa kwentuhang may utak,
kwentuhang may puso.
UP atin to.
Pasok ka pa rin dito sa kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. Nagbabalik ang UP atin to. Ako po muli si Ryan Malandog.
At ako pa rin po si JJ Malate. Mapapakinggan ang ating programa sa dzup.org at mapapanood pa rin tayo sa facebook.com/dzup1602am.
Kasama natin ang first ever Pinoy Drag Supreme ng Drag Den Philippines at Pride ng College of Mass Communication ng UP Diliman. Naiya, bati ka ulit sa ating mga kasali.
Hello! Hi! Ako po si Naiya, Pride of UP Mass Comm nga pala. Kung di nyo yun alam, kasi ako nagulat din ako. Pride na ako ng UP Mass Comm! Yes, I finally made it. Welcome. Welcome to the show. It's me again.
Ayan, kung kanina ano, nag-break lang tayo, pero si Naiya, sinasayaw niyo yung station ID ng DZUP, diba?
Totoo!
Bonggang-bongga!
Alam na alam.
May dance step na siya.
Kasali ka. Ganun. Dapat ganun lang.
Ayan, siguro tunguhin na natin, Ryan, ang susunod na bahagi, ang susunod na segment ng ating episode with Naiya. Naiya's landing at drag dance stage, the journey to supremacy. Siguro ang una naming katanungan, sa unang pag-akyat mo sa stage ng drag dance at unang performance for yung unang episode, natatandaan mo pa ba yung naramdaman? Syempre meron tayong mga ganun, diba, yung mga moments and mga feelings na nararamdaman at pumasok sa isipan mo. Ano yung ano? I-share mo naman sa amin.
Nakakatuwa to. Kasi kayo yung pinakauna nagtanong. So, na-feel ko ng first episode. At naaalala ko pa talaga yung na-feel ko nun. Kasi yun yung basketball look ko.
Yeah.
Basketball look ko. Yun yung national symbols daw. Pinoy national symbols. Tapos yung idea ko doon is, sige, ano tayo? Yung mga tambay sa kanto, na very Pinoy. Kasi sinabi talaga sa akin ng director namin nung nag-Zoom meeting kami about the runway look, sabi nila, okay, itong team wear, para itong mini challenge na hindi masyadong drag. Ganon! So kaya ganon, yan yung sinuot ko, yung nasa left. Oh, pak, ang pogi ko dyan, though. Pero, naalala ko yung napi-feel ko noon. I was just telling myself backstage, alam mo, panindigan mo na lang, yes, just sell it, just sell it, sell it. And, alam mo, nag-kick in yung performer, ano ko, performer brains, na parang, you know what, sell the garment, baka hindi lang mapansin yung chinelas ko. Eh, napansin naman nila, it's very funny. I look back at it as a very funny experience, but, naalala ko specifically, naka-contacts ako dyan na, clear contacts. So, may grado kasi yung mata ko. So, nagsuot ako ng contacts. So, kitang-kita ko yung itsura ng mga judges. Si Catriona, pa-smile-smile lang siya. Pero alam ko, nako-confuse sila. No, confuse sila sa, ano, oh. Kaya the next episodes, di na ako nagsuot ng contacts na may grado. Ayoko na makita yung mukha ng judges. Sabi ko. So, hindi na ako nakakita sa next episodes ng Drag Den. But, ayun naman, bawing-bawi naman sa ano other episodes and sa finale. I think it's nice to establish that crescendo, diba? Ano, eme lang yun, joke lang yun, parang marketing lang yun. Yung first episode ko, marketing lang yun. Oh, ano yan? Boy, boy, boy look lang. Boy, boy lang.
Siguro puntahan naman natin na iya yung finale. Set of looks mo. Sino yung, o ano yung inspiration mo dito? Maari mo bang ikwento ang iyong proseso mula sa konsepto hanggang sa pagsusuot at yung pag-present mismo sa stage?
Yes. So, when we were given the list of runway looks, hindi yun by order, tapos hindi pa nila sinasabi kung para saan yung looks na yun. So, kung anong challenge siya. So, may mga superhero look. Apparently, gagamitin pala yun sa girl group challenge. May looks na pang performance pala. Hindi pala siya pang runway. And when I showed the looks, when we got the looks and me and my boyfriend were looking at the list, yung boyfriend ko si Shin, he wanted to take on and design the pageant three-piece. That's how it was described. Pageant three-piece. Costume, swimsuit, and long gown. So, apparently, yun yung hindi namin alam, pero yun yung finale episode. Yun pala yung gagamitin sa finale episode. So, it's inspired by, yung Shin wanted to highlight Filipino arts and culture. So, he wanted something that was inspired by the first national artist, si Amor Solo. And basically, since public domain naman na yung, ano nyo, yung mga works niya. kinolage niya yung mga works ni Amor Solo. Tapos, pina-sublimate sa Duchess Satin. And pumunta kami sa local na mananahin namin dito sa Las Piñas, where I live. And ayun, ginawa yung mga looks na yun. It's fun kasi hindi siya a designer look. It's just my boyfriend who conceptualized and designed it. I also drew some stuff as well. And then, inano talaga siya ng, tinahi siya ng local mananahin namin. It's really our idea. And, ano pa siya? Oh, hand-painted din siya. So, it was printed. Tapos, hinand-paint din ng boyfriend ko para pag tumama yung ilaw, may ibang sheen. And, it was also stoned, rhinestoned by yung mga tita ko, tinulungan nila ako. Yung kapatid ng mom ko. Kasi they also live in Las Piñas. So, there was this one night, I was already in drag then, but they were there. There was this production line of people who were just stoning my outfits and all of that. So, ang saya lang na labor of love siya. It's that outfit. Those three outfits were truly representative of my family's support and how much like supporting a queer individual in your family can help them to grow and well win a competition event. Apparently, but ayun.
Nako, JJ, no? Grabe yung support system para kay na Iya. At yung teamwork, yung design, ako mismo, personal favorite ko din yung ano yung gown mismo, pati yung frame na ginawa mong ano, Quintas mismo. Ang ganda ng idea na yun.
Yes, oo. Ano yan? Naisip na yun ng boyfriend ko. He wanted some frame accessories as well. So talagang pinagawa namin sa Quiapo. Punta kami sa gumagawa ng mga frames sa Quiapo. Tapos sabi namin, huwag nyo nang ikabit. Gusto lang namin to, pero huwag nyo na siyang ikabit. Gagamitin ko siya sa... hindi nila na-gets yun. So, hindi nila na-gets yun. As in, tatlong beses sila nabas. Parang, ano gagawin dito? Bakit? Hindi ka kabit. Ayun, ginawa namin. Frame. And super natuwa Manila Luzon, actually.
Yes. Nakatungo tayo sa next question naman natin, no? Kasi kami ni JJ na napanood namin mula episode 1 no, hanggang 8. Kasi nakita natin yung ranking mo mula first hanggang ano. Ano yung sa tingin mong dahilan bakit ikaw yung hinirang na drag then supreme, no? At sa kabila ng newbie ka sa drag na laging pang second yung ranking at naging bottom ka pa nga, no? Paano ka naglanding to supremacy?
I don't know. I think it's quite inspiring. Well, looking now that I watched all of the episodes, I experienced it. So iba yung pagtingin ko. Pero nung napanood ko na siya from episode 1 to episode 8, dun ko nakita na, okay, Naiya is someone who you'd root for because sometimes we feel that as well with our normal lives din, na parang tayo yung laging underdog, kumbaga. I think that story resonated with a lot of queer individuals, especially kasi we are looked down upon and we have to work twice as hard just to get the same level of recognition. I think Naiya's journey on drag then is very inspiring because it takes into account the mistakes and the fumbles and all of these things na parang ayaw natin mangyari sa atin, pero nangyayari talaga, where we do mess up. But it's what you do afterwards that truly matters. And I think it inspires sila doon. I don't know. I mean, as a broadcom student, ibang sagot ko. I mean, it's good TV, if that's what you ask me. But, but watching all the episodes, especially episode 8, I dun ko na solidify na, okay, alam mo, deserve ko pala to. At ang galing ko ng episode 8 eh. Thank you, UP. Thank you, Mascom, for the great training, especially sa pag-project ng bosses and everything. And yung acting ko dun, umiyak na ako dun. Oh, wow. Thank you, TV performance.
Pero so, yung mga fellow queens mo, ha, yung comment sa'yo ay, it's a combination of heart and brain, no? Utak at puso. Diba?
On brand. Let's go, UP. UP fight.
Ayan, siguro, ano yung mga learnings or natutunan mo sa buong drag den experience and journey mo na iya?
I think what I learned is ang galing ko pala. Yun lang pala. Yun lang. Ang galing ko pala. Nanalo ako eh. Pero, yun nga, it's, experiencing it was so different and seeing it on TV was quite different as well. Ewan kasi, iba yung training ng broadcom kasi na usually either nasa harap tayo ng camera and then or nasa likod tayo ng camera. But seeing and experiencing all of that, I learned to trust myself. Not in like the cheesy way, but also like trust my ideas lang. Na parang, you know, they could work. And if they don't work, you learn from that and you better yourself in a way. So it's always about seeing where you can grow. I mean, yun naman yung central point ko sa last Q&A speech ko. It's about growth and not being too hard on yourself, taking things too seriously, especially in something like drag, diba? Which is an asikaso art form. You really can't put yourself down for failing at one aspect. You really just have to keep pushing and opening yourself up to these experiences. Honestly, and entering the drag den was one of the scariest things I did in my life. Kasi hindi pa ako nag-drag dun sa any bar. I was just doing rackets. I didn't have a home bar. So I was coming off of Facebook Live videos. Kasi that was during the pandemic. That's the only way we can earn something, you know, through GCash tips online. So that's what I did. I did it for fun. I did it for my own growth. And I joined drag then for the same reason. I wanted something that was exciting and that I didn't know much about. Kasi masyado akong go with the flow. Masyado akong carefree. Sige, let's go. laban natin yan. Ano kaya yung drag din? Baka manalo ako. Let's see. And I did. So, it's all about taking that risk, I suppose. Sana makarelate kayo doon in a way. I don't know. Kasi sometimes, baka may nakikinig dito tapos mag-take siya ng risk tapos hindi mag-pay off. Oh, kasalanan niya ni Naiya. I'm so sorry. But I took that risk of joining drag den and with the help of my friends and family and my boyfriend and those who believed in me at the time na sobrang onti lang. Ayun. Nandito na ako. At nanalo na ako. At ano na ako. Shoutout na po ako ng UP. As in, ng Facebook account ng UP. Ano daw ako. Wow, as distinguished alumnus na ba ako? Pwede na ba yan? Yun lang naman yung goal ko. Nandun yung mukha ko sa lobby ng MASCOM eh. Yung pala, naging bago kong goal yun. Na ma-feature si Naiya sa, ano, sa mga artists dyan sa MASCOM lobby. Why not?
May papagmat, no? And may patarpulin na ganap ang ano, UP para kay Naiya. Pero I love how you acknowledge your talent and yourself, Naiya, na you took the risk and then hindi mo na inisip, 'di ba, kung bahala na kung ano nang mangyayari. But then ano, 'di ba, nag-go ka ba din? And I think that's very inspiring para sa ating mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon who are really scared, 'di ba, na mag-try ng mga bagay na gusto talaga nilang gawin. And the fact na the drag scene for you, it's a new environment and you're very new, diba, para sa scene na ito. And I guess ano, we should acknowledge your talent and we should recognize you for being you, Naiya, for showing your talent and for sharing it to everyone right now.
Oo, I think wala eh, kasi laro lang naman yun eh. I think with the UP, because like galing akong UP, so yung UP education really makes you focus and like parang minsan medyo ino-overthink ko yung mga bagay-bagay. Sinisisi ko pa yung UP, ano? Sinisisi ko pa dun yung UP. Pero, drag din is a game. At nilaro ko lang siya. At nanalo ako. Parang ganun siyang kasimple. There's a tendency for most UP students or UP graduates, kasi graduate na pala ako, I have to remind myself, to like overthink everything, plan everything out, everything has to be perfect, everything has to be very clinical and very organized and planned, which is, of course, training as a student for like, you know, media jobs, corporate world, blah, blah. And then suddenly there's this where I'm doing drag and sometimes it's so much easier to just go with the flow. Of course, you have those organizational, you put those skills where they are needed. But when it comes to winning something like drag, then you can't plan that. You really have to play the game and enjoy. Eventually, I did enjoy. Kaya parang ang happy ng energy ko sa finale at nanalo ako.
At sobrang deserved naman talaga, no? At ngayon nga, of course, ang ating mga little Beckys ay ikaw na yung idol, no? Ano naman ang maipapayo mo sa ating mga little Beckys na gustong pasukin yung mundo ng drag?
Wag na kayo mag-drag. Ang dami na namin. Tapos maubusan pa ako ng trabaho kasi kinukuha nyo na. Wag na kayo mag-drag. Maging fan na lang kayo. Charot!
Ang sama ng ugali. Reality advice, no?
Ang sama ng ugali. Hindi kasi syempre, gusto ko yung binabali natin. Pag nasa university, ano ako, talk or whatever, or anything UP related, there's this tendency to keep things so formal and so professional. But you really have to learn to have fun with things. And I think isa yun sa mga gusto kong i-impart sa mga young queers natin who want to do drag. You know, you can't plan everything out. You can't just be like, oh, ito yung drag name ko, tapos ito yung performance ko, ganito yung itsura ko. Oh, play with it. See where it will take you. I mean, drag then was shot in 2021 and now it's 2023 and it's I grew so much and seeing my younger self, my younger version of Naiya on TV, it was quite endearing. Nakita ko pa yung mga mannerisms ko na parang, oh wow, ang baby naman ito, ang cute mo. So wag mo na lang i-overthink siguro. And you really have to take that leap of faith and muster up all the courage that's inside of you to grow and blossom. And it's in the mistakes, really. It's really in the journey. of doing drag. So much like our lives as queer people na inaalam pa talaga natin yung sarili natin, lalo na sa start, hindi pa natin sure kung ano ba tayo, bisexual ba tayo, are we asexual, are we queer, are we even gay, what are we, di ba? You could learn so much from that. And I'm very happy that a lot of young queers have reached out to me na parang na-inspire sila sa journey ko, journey ni Naiya, and they got inspired to do drag as well. Go! If you want to do drag, go! Mag-makeup na kayo sa bahay niyo, mag-ipon kayo para sa makeup and all of that because you need it. And thank you for supporting Naiya. Ganun. Wow. Thank you na agad.
Ayan. Siguro what's next for Naiya? Ano-ano ang aabangan sa iyo ng ating mga drag fans at maging isko at iska? Dahil alam namin, super busy ka right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Hindi pa nga ako naliligo since the weekend. Char, in-out yung sarili. It's a very UP thing. I mean, ninyo. Hindi na ako naliligo din eh. Pero, what's next for Naiya is, I have a lot of projects right now. Wow, ang dami ko palang hindi pwede sabihin. Na-realize ko.
Yung mga pwede lang i-share.
Yung pwede lang i-share, may mga gigs ako. I have a gig this Saturday with Precious Paula Nicole, who won the first season of Drag Race Philippines. So, coming winner circle ng Philippine drag community, I may gig together. And I always said that in other interviews din na, I hope that my win translates to a win for the whole drag community. So, wala pa naman akong plans for anything. Binababayaan ko muna yung mga ibang drag queens sa nilang ganap. But ako naman, I have plans with the Drag Den team and personal projects of mine which haven't been released yet. You know, geared more towards art and film and with the help of my other friends, of course. I think with my win, I've learned how to collaborate then with other artists and creatives who in the Philippines because they are also so very talented. We have so much talent, not just in the drag scene, but also in the creative scene here. Yung iba taga UP, I mean, hello, my boyfriend's from UP Fine Arts. So, ang dami kong support from people. And, ayun, very, very happy to be in this position. And watch out for the next things that are happening in Naiya's career. Kasi, my gosh, yung binigay sa akin na premyo is trabaho! Which is, happy tayo dyan! Sige, di tayo napapagod eh. Di talaga tayo napapagod. Ang passive-aggressive na pala. I'm very happy.
At congratulations sa mga trabaho. At of course, ayun, we are looking forward sa mga gigs at iba pang mga activities ni mo na iyan, no? Siguro bilang panghuli na lang, ano yung mga maari mong sabihin, pasalamatan, batiin yung mga taong tumulong sa iyo sa iyong Drag Den journey?
Ayun, may pa-shout out pala. Thank you. Shout out pala sa DZUP. Shout out po sa pamilya ko, shout out po sa mga prof ko who terrorized me in my undergraduate years, but I love it kasi naging ganito na ako. Char, again, Ma'am Rose, Ma'am Jane, I'm sure, oh my gosh, everyone from the Broadcom department, hello, shout out po sa inyo. Shout out talaga sa MASCOM. Nakatutuwa lang ako talaga na before medyo delinquent student talaga ako, alam ko yun. But now, di ba, na-invite ako sa mga ganito kasi our journey deserves to be heard. I think this story is very inspiring for those who are struggling kasi I don't think it's a perfect journey. Hindi siya parang, oh, ang galing-galing ko. So, episode 1 pa lang. Alam mo yun, sure win na. I think it's quite a fun thing to watch someone fail and then ultimately sila pala yung mananalo. Oh, I'm so inspiring. Pero shout out to all of my friends din. Those who helped out sa Drag Den journey ko. Barrio 99, Shin, Reg, Erish. These are specific people in my lives na talagang tumulong sa akin emotionally. My UP friends, Wacky, Emil, Luigi, si John and Brisa from Quezon City, and those na nung nag-live pa lang ako sa FB, sinasupport na ako agad. My friends si Nahiko, Jael, Paolo. Oh my gosh, I'm just so happy na pinatira niyo ako sa place niyo nung wala akong place na mag-FB Live. Ganun. It's those things na you can... Tumatatak talaga sa brain cells ko. Yung mga tao na hindi ka pa kilala at nag-support sa'yo. Mga designers na tumulong sa akin, wala pa akong pangalan nun. Nag-email lang ako kay Salad Day, kay Willer, kay Jorem, who made my red wedding outfit, to Randolph and Santi Obsena. Yun lang yung designers ko nung drag din. And I was nobody when I joined. But now, kilala ako. At gusto ko sila din ay ma-appreciate din ng tao. So, thank you. And of course, to my mom and my dad, hello. Required ko yung sabihin kasi magtatampo sila sa akin. I don't say sila. Tsaka sa mga tita ko. Oh, so happy. Thank you, DZUP, for this opportunity. At na-impart ko yung knowledge ko as the drag supreme. Sana may na-learn po tayong lahat.
Ayan, maraming salamat muli at congratulations na iya ang ating Pinoy Drag Supreme ng Drag Den Philippines. Maraming salamat sa iyong pagbabahagi ng inyong oras at kwento sa ating programa.
And also you can follow ano sa mga socials ni Naiya para more updates. Ano ang mga ano mo on social media accounts na Naiya? Huwag natin kalimutan 'yan.
Oh yes, I have my Instagram and TikTok, which is at @naiyablack_. And then yung Twitter ko is brianblack_. Meron po akong merch, IG merch, which is naiya.jutyfree with a J. Jutyfree. Jutyfree merch. O, diba? On brand pa rin. So, follow nyo lang everything. Support your drag artists. Kahit di mo sila itip, kahit i-follow mo lang sila or i-story mo sila or i-share mo yung mga works nila. Super makakatulong sa aming trabaho. So thank you so much. Thank you, DZUP.
Thank you very much, Naiya. At para sa ating mga kasali, para sa mas maraming kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso, hindi lang po tungkol sa ating university, pati na rin sa iba pang issues, stay connected naman sa aming DZUP channels. Maaaring nyo kaming i-follow sa facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. And if you want to get connected naman sa mga balita and updates, i-follow nyo kami sa facebook.com/DZUPBalita. And also, kami ay nasa Twitter and Instagram din with the same handles, DZUP1602. Ako po muli si JJ Malate at magandang araw po mga kasali.
At ako naman si Ryan Malandog. Hanggang sa susunod na kwentuhang may utak, kwentuhang may puso. Dito lang yan sa UP Atin To, sa DZUP1602. Kasali ka.
Kwentuhang may utak.
Kwentuhang may puso.
UP Atin To. Lunes hanggang Biyernes sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!